And I would like to invite Brenda Kelty, the ombudsperson for the Right to Know, the Freedom of Access Act in Maine, to please join us, as this was a topic that she asked us to consider. Brenda, welcome.
Thank you, Representative. Thank you. This question came to me from through an inquiry. A requester who represented a national organization that regularly made FOAs to particularly, in this case, municipal offices, and went around the country making FOA requests and always asking for a waiver and reporting through social media on their outcomes through this sort of process. So with this, in this particular instance, the requester was not granted a fee waiver and contacted me to complain about it. And I, after having a discussion, you know, asked that I present it to the Right to Know Advisory Committee. So I just want to be clear that I'm not advocating a position at this point on whether there needs to be a change to the fee waiver provision. I simply wanted to convey on behalf of this inquiry the question, and it's, you know, it is sometimes good to go back and look again at even something we looked at only a couple of years ago, but you know, the reality is that it's discretionary and there are no standards to apply here. So my only question to the agencies has to do with how consistently they're applying their fee waiver, because what we don't want to see is a biased approach or favoritism for some groups and not for others. So that is something that I do actively look for. But in terms of the agency's discretion, you know, they can deny. So I do think that it's a complicated question because it's not a simple fix. And the reality is that when we increased the free hour to 2 free hours, we're essentially waiving. It really is a waiver. It's a waiver of the fee for the first 2 hours. So we have incorporated that into our fee schedule to a certain extent. And I do support that. Those 2 free hours at the beginning, I think that's a really, really good change to our fee schedule. But in terms of doing something with the fee waiver, I mean, if you look on the federal level, the first step there is that requesters are categorized and different fee schedules apply to different categories. And there's an awful lot of areas of dispute and litigation and case law around who is a member of the media or who's an educational institution or, you know, what's in the public interest. Those are not necessarily easy answers. And so on the federal level, it's done that way. And if you're going to start to say, you know, an agency must waive if it's in the public interest, that would have to be defined. Mm-hmm. You know, what's not in the public interest? I guess that would be my first question. I think everything should be transparent. So I'm not really sure what's not in the public interest, except for, of course, established in warranted confidentiality provisions. But in the general sense, I think that's a very broad, if it's not defined, it's going to be hard to say it's not in the public interest. So that would have to be addressed. And then the only other thing, the other reality in our statute is that sometimes the fees motivate requesters to go through the process of clarification and really trying to scope their request to the closer to the target. And it does motivate more efficient FOAs to a certain extent. And of course it can be abused and there can be you know, overestimated, inflated fees. I'm not saying that doesn't happen too, but it is a motivator. And so if we take fees out of the picture entirely and waive everything, I do think there'd be a strong possibility that there'd be very broad FOA requests and no motivation to go through the clarification process to try to scope them in the ones that could be narrowed. And we do see more and more extremely broad requests. So it we'd have an unintended consequence that we'd need another mechanism to try to create that motivation to go through a clarification process, because unless we're going to start funding agencies, and particularly, as you noted, your smaller municipalities or your smaller organizations with that don't have the staff, are we going to start to put the resources in place so that there are more people there to respond to FOA if it resulted in larger and more frequent FOAs? So I'm just thinking through the cascade of things that could potentially happen from it. And I guess my only point is that it's not a simple fix in my mind. It would be a complicated fix, but and I'm not taking a position at this time. So I guess that's about it.
Thank you, Brenda. Are there questions from committee members for Ms. Kelty? Not seeing any in the room. Anybody remotely?